So even after hearing, we don't apply. So what to do about this? It's not that we don't or we can't apply. It's just that our capacity for application may not be at the same level as our comprehension. So my understanding is this level, my application is this level. So that distance is not necessarily a terribly bad thing. The distance itself can gradually elevate us upwards. So we have to find out what are the things that prevent us from applying it. And they will be different. Sometimes our whole practice of bhakti may become too restriction-centered or too renunciation-centered rather than too devotion-centered. That means, you know, I will not do this, I will not do this, I will not do this. Okay, that is fine, but not is not a very encouraging or empowering resolution. Suppose a warrior is fighting a war, and that warrior gets wounded by a sword wound, and that warrior resolves, I will never again get wounded by a sword. Well, how can you decide that? It's a war. If the enemy attacks by a sword, they still fall. Or even if the warrior decides, I will never again get wounded by a sword, you may be wounded by an arrow. You may be wounded by a spear. So rather than resolving, I won't get wounded by an arrow or by a sword, what I need to focus on? How I can become a better warrior? If I become more trained, if I become more expert, if I can, whatever weapons I know, if I learn to use them more dexterously, then I can defend myself from whatever weapons are going to come, whatever weapons may attack me. So like that, similarly, if you focus too much on what I am not able to do, then that is not very empowering for us. It can often be very disheartening. So instead, we focus on what we can do. What is it that inspires us in bhakti? What is it that enables us to do some constructive contribution in the devotee community? And focus on doing that more and more. As we fill our consciousness with Maya, with Krishna, Maya will automatically get crowded out. If we just focus on driving Maya out, even if we succeed, if there is nothing inside, again Maya will come inside. So we should always focus more on whatever resolutions that we make also, they should be focused more on what inspires us in bhakti and what we can do in bhakti. Not what we have to do or what we can't do. Yes, we have to be aware what I can't do. But our focus should be on what we can do and maximizing that. By that, by maximizing that, we'll move onwards closer and closer to Krishna. And then gradually the anarthas will become lesser and lesser and they'll get eliminated. Okay?